The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Andrew Knott, CEO of Savannah Energy, S-A-V-E, sticker there. Andrew, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much, Justin, for having me. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you too. And, you know, you've just provided a financial and operational update, and we'll get into that in a bit. But as always, Andrew, if someone's listening here and maybe they've never heard of Savannah or they're vaguely familiar, can you just summarise the company, please, its operations?
Yeah, Savannah Energy is a UK company which is listed on the AIM market. We're focused around two high quality energy projects, one in the Republic of Niger, one in Nigeria. In Nigeria, which is really the focus of today's announcement, we have a business which supplies the gas which powers over 10% of the country's power infrastructure. Mm-hmm. So there's a really, really important role for the country. And then in Niger, we're involved in an oil project which in aggregate is expected to very significantly increase the country's GDP over the course of the coming years. So again, it's a very important project for that country.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the cash generation properties, the robustness, the resilience of the business model, I guess, as we go through the financial and the financial highlights that we're announcing today. But the other key thing to get put in place up front is there's a lot of growth potential in both businesses, and the management team is very, very focused on delivering that.
Excellent stuff. Yeah. Okay, well, let's start off with then the financial highlights, Andrew. Take us through a few of those if you could.
Yeah, no problem. So I think most importantly what we've done this morning, we're reiterating our revenues guidance. We've announced a very significant reduction in cost guidance by $25 million. So our total revenue guidance remains more than $200 million. Our cost guidance has been reduced by $25 million. We're stating very clearly that we expect to have record cash collections in Nigeria for the assets, and we're stating very clearly that we expect to have record production volumes in 2020. Separately, we've announced a new contract, a very positive change in one of our contracts, which we'll announce, which I'll discuss in a second. Mm-hmm. But really, at the group level, so year to date, net debt has been reduced by about $65 million, so from $484 to just $419 million at the end of November. Cash collections are $164 million, which is a very significant increase in the year-on-year period.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the total revenue number, more than $200 million. Our depreciation, depletion and amortization guidance, that remains unchanged. But that very significant reduction in our operating cost guidance to 43 to 47, from 68 to 72, which is a $25 million cut in aggregate. We're reducing our capital expenditure guidance as well as we defer and deliver cost reductions in our planned CapEx. And that's really the sort of the core focus around the financial highlights. So I think what you're seeing from us is we acquired this business last November. We'd already delivered in the interim period, the gap period between announcing the deal and delivering it, quite significant efficiencies and rationalizations. But you're seeing us continue to deliver those efficiencies and those savings in the business, which is obviously to everybody's benefit. And really, the message is we're doing what we said on the 10th in terms of delivering the debt pay down, etc. So it's a very encouraging and positive update in terms of the financial performance this morning.
Yeah.
In terms of the announcement, the other exciting thing is that what we've done is one of our main customers is a cement factory owned by Lafarge Africa.
Yeah.
We've renegotiated that contract such that we've extended it by 5 years. For the next 5 years, the effective gas price has increased by 50% from $5 an MCF to $7.50. In return for that, we've agreed to sell them less gas, which will enable them to utilise what's called their make-up gas balance, which is gas they've previously paid for but they've not taken delivery of. In aggregate, the deal is enhancing to our short and medium-term cash flows and overall to our net asset value. But as importantly, by effectively selling less gas for a higher price, we end up in a situation where that frees up a significant amount of gas, which we can then sell to other customers. And that's obviously a core focus on the business, is to continue to add new customers. So it's a positive piece of business for us and for Lafarge, it's because it enables them to use the makeup gas. And we're very, very happy to have such a constructive relationship with a key customer such as them. And that's really the core things we're talking about this morning. We also talk about the expectation of signing of getting a new gas sales agreement announced shortly, which I remain hopeful of. But really, what I would say, the message to our investors and to our stakeholders is we're doing what we said we would on the timber when we did the deal originally. As a company, we're very happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and if you could, just any more operational highlights you'd like to talk through, if you could.
That's really the core aspects. The core aspects are, just to be clear, revenue guidance reiterated, further cost for further reductions in the cost base announced, record cash collections, record production, and then in terms of the Lafarge GSA, we're extending it out by 5 years, we're increasing the price in the medium term years, and we're freeing up additional gas to enable us to sell to other customers.
Yeah.
So that's really the key things that we're talking about this morning.
And so looking forward, I suppose, in fact, let's wrap it into three reasons then, if you could. I mean, you must be quite positive. So in looking forward, if someone listening right now likes the sound of this progress you're making there but are not yet following the story, give them those three quick reasons, Andrew, why they should hit that follow button on your page on Fox and add Savannah Energy to their watch list, please.
Well, I think the first thing is that for our name company, we have two very, very robust, unique, strategically important businesses that are clearly high-quality assets. So I think that's the quality of the asset base, I think, is very important. I would say the second thing that's very important is that we, both of our core businesses, have significant growth potential. So Nigeria is through the addition of new customers, through delivering first oil on that project, and also discovering more oil over time. And then I guess that the third issue is, we take it as a given internally, but sometimes I think it's important just to reiterate, is that the social good that we do as a business, the contribution we make to our host communities and stakeholders, I think is incomparable versus 99% of other listed businesses. Mm-hmm. We're supplying over 10% of a country's power, and we're participating in a project which is going to completely transform another country's GDP, which I think puts us in a very, very unique position as a business. So quality of the assets, the inherent growth within them, and the social contribution that we're making, I guess, should be three very key reasons to start to pay attention to our company.
Excellent stuff. Andrew, good to chat to you, and thanks for coming on, and have a happy Christmas, and hopefully we'll catch up in the new year. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.